Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Second segment, Jay Foreman on. I was about to say Austin Orman. Nick Sanders right. Sitting there for my main man, Austin Orman. I got a funny text from Austin. He's listening. Ton of respect. He said, I want to ask you this on air like Nick. But he says, does Scott Frost get an invite to the 97 reunion? He's going to get an invite. He probably ain't coming up. See all them dudes. How you doing, buddy?
He's been back recently.
Yeah. Onward or upward. But some interesting news out of the...
You should personally invite.
Anyways.
Shoot him a text.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, I got a place for you to stay if you need a place.
Yeah. I'm going to cook you some night and some ribs, some soul food.
Yeah. Anyway,
you like some barbecue? No, just playing.
Do you like hot spots? Do you like hot sauce?
Yeah. Anyways, it's some interesting news.
Da Bomb. You just give them Da Bomb wings. That's all you got to do.
No, you got to sprinkle. You ever see those spoofs where the wives or the girlfriends put it in like their.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put a little special seasoning on there. It makes
it Carolina Reaper or whatever.
Oh yeah.
It'd be fast as he ran to the toilet. But anyways, interesting news at the highest level is that it's now it was, I guess, rumor about 2 weeks ago, but now it's factual. That first it was kind of like floated out there. It was just the owners, like they just all were on a text chain. And said, you know what, let's pause on paying these guys these bonuses. All right. we got to save some money. You know, us billionaires got to make sure we save some money. That's what it was floated out before. Now, through federal court or whatever it is in the findings, I think it was Pete Thamel that finds it.
That's right.
Yeah. Which obviously he got a good tip that the NFLPA was down with it. Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you think about this, right, where you have a union and they okayed it. Well, I mean, how does that call work, Nick? I'll be the NFL and I call you as the NFLPA. Nick, this is Robert Kraft. I just want to let you know, I just spoke to all 31 other billionaires and we've came up with this great idea. Are you ready for it, Nick? You ready for this idea? This is going to be really, really good.
Fill me
in. Trust me, we've thought about every single angle. That it really will never come to light.
We're operating with your guys' things, or in the front of our mind.
Yes,
we're worried about you the most.
It's going to benefit us, but it's really going to benefit you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. I promise. Trust us.
All the players that that we've built up all this goodwill with over the years. Forget all those class action lawsuits and all that stuff. But now we're going to get right. Here's what we pose to you, Nick. You listening? We've decided that it'd be in the best interest of the NFL that we've made hundreds of billions of whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Billions of dollars for the last 20 some odd years.
Yeah.
Then we're going to make even more. We're not going to pay the players. They're just due on their signing bonuses. And guess what, Nick? Here's what we're going to do. The first guy we're going to start with is a two-time NFL MVP, Lamar Jackson. What do you think about that? One of your star players. What do you think about that, Nick?
Any issues that the NFL has, and obviously you've been in it, they stem from the ownership, right?
Well, in this case, how do you even...
Yes, in this case, right? But like I'm saying, over the last decade...
Oh, yeah, it's a league thing.
It's an owner's issue. And then partially it's Roger Goodell.
And he works for the owners.
And then he works for the owners, and it's almost as if they feel like maybe they can control Roger Goodell.
Well, he's their employer.
Roger, go ahead. You re-sign this massive deal. We'll give you $54 million a year.
A private jet and health insurance. Yeah. Same thing we don't give any of our players. We'll make sure you get it.
That's what I'm saying. Because
all those hits that you got, we're going to make sure you take care of.
Remember during COVID when they had the NFL draft and he was down in his basement?
Yeah.
And he was doing the picks? And it was just like, man, what are we doing right now? Like, but anyway, it just feels like all the issues, and this is once again where you can go, you know, sport to sport and be like, all right, Adam Silver, Rob Manfred, Roger Goodell. The ownership in the NFL feels like they're the ones with the biggest issues.
Yeah.
That caused the most issues.
Well, it seems to be the most purposeful and hurtful. Now, it's the most physically demanding sport. And they do the least. Mm-hmm. They do great. They got benefits and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't complain. I mean, obviously when you compare it to baseball, mm-hmm. hockey, basketball, it's a whole different league.
And even just the structure of like the collective bargaining and like even like those structures of that to where, I mean, baseball is unique because all money is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Every single contract's guaranteed fully. You look at the some of the best players in the NFL, and it's not guaranteed. I mean,
none
of it's guaranteed.
None of it's guaranteed, and they want to take something. Obviously,
yeah.
As we've seen, when you do outplay your present contract or you're up for a new contract, they've made a decision on both sides of the aisle, per se. If you want to get in it. So we're going to pay these. Let's just pay these guys less.
Like you and I talked about Myles Garrett on Monday, and it was like that's one where he's losing out on like $40 million that's not guaranteed.
Yeah,
and to do it, to go back to a bad franchise that is, they're not going to win a Super Bowl unless something dramatic happens in the next 4 or 5 years. And it's just like, but the players have to abide by it.
Well,
and I don't know when the next like collective bargaining conversation happens for the NFL.
Well, the problem always, I remember when they would have these, like the union reps and all that stuff, and I always had issues with it. If you ever go back and watch when it's during the Pro Bowl, they'd have the union reps out there. And then they would have the Pro Bowl, week after.
Who are the union reps?
It's just like guys that are.
Is it select players?
They have a voting process, but it's always generally the quarterbacks and the highest pay. It's a free vacation for their NFL.
Gotcha.
And I always said it like this: I was a late fifth round pick. There's no way that a Drew Brees understands how I live every single day as an NFL player. And maybe probably doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you remember, like, Drew Brees is the same player that tried to toe the company line and go out there in the media and tell Jimmy Graham he shouldn't try to get paid as a wide receiver and you're only a tight end.
That's right.
Even though 60-some percent of his plays were at wide receiver. So you got to think, like, that's really where you run into trouble when you have the concussion lawsuit, you have the lack of insurance and stuff like that, and you have a lot of guys that have to get second, third opinions. You know, you kind of run a little bit gamut. Now you got the place or the people that are supposed to take care of you haven't. And this isn't DeMore Smith. This is back like when Gene Upshaw was.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Like, this is a long history, and I understand when you're doing it, you're kind of on the take because you're getting paid indirectly through the NFL. But I think it's when you look at, okay, Tony Clark,
yeah,
for MLB, you know baseball very well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you think about him, he earning his money.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's here's the one thing I will say about Tony Clark, is he actually travels around to minor league ballparks. I saw him last year. He travels around because he needs to know these things. He needs to know the current situations of not only guys at the top level, but also in the minors.
Right.
This is where to transition to a college angle on it. This is the one pushback that I have on to the argument that college football needs this collective bargaining or they need salary cap. How on earth do you select a union? How on earth do you select players or somebody to represent all the you cannot?
You can't because you're too far gone. You've already started the process.
Exactly.
You might as well just forget collective bargaining.
Yep.
And just try to get guys in contracts and how they would affect you. It's not have some sort of like transfer fee.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. You're not going to get a collective bargaining. I mean, King Coulter said that. Remember him from Northwestern?
Oh yeah.
Should listen to him. He's from Northwestern. You always listen to him.
Yeah, he was like Sam Keller 2.0.
Right, and then didn't get a lot of traction.
No,
you can't collective bargain now.
Because if I remember correctly, Ken Coulter wanted a union.
Yeah, and had researched a lot.
Yeah,
but it's too late now because you're along the process of not having one. It's almost like when you talk about fully guaranteed contracts mm-hmm. with the NFL. The only way that players are going to get more guarantees or fully guaranteed contracts is if you play 20 games.
Yeah.
Because the owners are going to make so much money on three extra games, it's going to be worth it.
Where do you draw with NFL schedule? Because it's similar. I would equate it to college football playoff format. It just feels like we're at like this in this like temporary spot to where, all right, yeah, everybody likes more games, but everybody realizes, oh, man, the more games we play, the more money we can make if you're an owner.
Yeah, I think I think it's eventually going to get to 20. I wouldn't have minded playing 20 games.
Okay, okay. Preseason?
I would have liked that. No, granted, when we had 6 weeks of training camp, we had training camp.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have a little bit shorter training camp on site.
Okay.
Break camp, play a preseason game or two, and let's get after it.
I was going to say, do you need 3 or 4?
Not with 20 games.
Yeah.
Now, when you do 20 games, I like it if you do it like European soccer, where you do have a league-wide 10-day break.
Oh, interesting.
So you have a bye week, a 10-day break, and it's going to be a long season, mm-hmm. but you started earlier.
But that's what every professional organization is trying to do. They're trying to be on the minds of every fan and every casual for 12 months. Right. NBA's trying to I said this about the NBA during the draft. If you're curious to what the NBA's goal is, it's just trying to stay relevant in terms of cross-country conversation for 12 months out of the year. The finals end in mid to late June. The draft is is late June. The NBA calendar for that current year isn't even done yet when all the trades are happening because the NBA calendar doesn't start or reset until July. And then you already have summer league going on.
And I thought it was like a replay from last year when Bronny had that dunk. I was like,
that's what makes like the NBA so confused. Like I was telling you and Strick earlier, like, man, I just don't understand like the aprons and like the financial structure. It's very confusing for NBA fans to follow along to. But then on top of it, of like trying to keep all the trades that are made on draft night, but they're not official yet. trying to keep all those straight, it's really hard to follow along to.
Yeah, because the Kevin Durant trade happened sometime before the draft.
It was like a week before the draft, but it wasn't official until a week after.
And then they added like four more teams.
Yeah.
To make it a 17 trade. It's the big, you know, biggest amount of teams or largest amount of teams in NBA history. I think it's just one of those things that, you know, the NFL, if you're going to get the 20 games, you get it. You're going to have to guarantee teams more money, mm-hmm. you know, more power to them. I think the problem with the CBA is it was very short-sighted. Look, the one thing, you can say whatever you want about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And at that time, I think he was the highest paid player. I know he just signed his $50 million. So he had nothing. He could have just threw his hands up. Mm-hmm. He said it. And even Tom Brady said it. You shouldn't sign this. The highest paid player, actually, and this is where you can give him a ton of kudos as a teammate.
Yeah.
And how he thinks when we're kind of comparing to Scott is like he was very thoughtful for somebody, for other players that he's seen and are friends with that had to work their way up through the league and was telling you, this ain't a good deal. You're selling your soul and the players that help you make this money to essentially smoke weed. That's essentially what it is. The owner said, all right, go ahead, smoke weed.
Yeah.
Well, you can fight that anyways, depending on where you play. You play in Seattle and you get busted. You can say you can fight it.
Yeah.
But you're giving up more benefits, both that's in really short and long term.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I remember on the topic of more games real quick before we get to break. I remember reading an article way back in like my freshman year of college. Ben Beware, a linebacker for Clemson, was really outspoken about how more games is bad. We do not want to play more games because at that point, I mean, think about that. That was, what was that, 2019? So that was only 6 years ago now. Excuse me. 6 years ago, but you didn't have conference realignment. You're still 2 years out from that. At that time, the pandemic had not happened. At that time, revenue sharing from a school standpoint was not even a thought. Or that it was going to be realistic. I can't remember if it was a thing, if it was barely scratching the surface. It's not even what we expected it to be now. We expected $50 GoPuff deals that they were going to do for downloading an app and posting on Twitter. Like, everybody's thoughts were so pure. And I remember Ben Beware was like, look, we're students. Like, we got it. We can't be having 15 games in a college football season.
Yeah, you can.
Now you can.
Yeah.
And it's almost encouraged.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell you this right now. I'd rather play games than go to school.
Well, yeah. Especially if you're making $800,000.
I'm getting paid. And then also, these guys have the option to say, you know what? All right, I'm done playing in the regular season. Heck, the quarterback, Nico from Tennessee, he said, listen, my paycheck and my obligation was for the regular season. I need another bonus for the postseason, or I'm out of here.
Hey, Jay, guess what? We're going to be able to get to see Nico Iamaleava in 2 weeks.
I'm going to tell him exactly what you said about him.
What did I say about him?
I'm going to make it up. I'm going to say, this man here threw you under the bus and questioned your integrity. Hey,
you know what he's going to say? Him and everybody else in the country.
Yeah. He's like, but I'm still here.
I'll say, I'm still here and I'm still rich.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm at the crib.
He's going to go, Jay, well, how much do you get paid in college?
Right. Zero. I need some money. Matter of fact, man, hey, man, where are these lawyers at, man? We need to make sure these 95, 90, 94, 97. We need to get them in that get back.
Scott will come back for that.
All right, man, we're going to break. Jay Foreman, Nick Saint, old school.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.